Let's get into it. It's time for your Friday fun fact on the Joe and Alex Show.
You're going to learn today.
You didn't think I'd be talking about high heels, but guess what? We are this morning. Sometime around the 10th century, somebody figured out that your feet would stay more firmly in stirrups when you're on a horse if you had a shoe with a bit of a raised heel in the back. This is all straight facts. Liv, bringing the heat this morning. The invention spread quickly, and soon whole armies of them of men rode them into battle wearing, I guess you could say, pumps. By the 17th century, these shoes became a fashion trend in Europe, since having a horse was a symbol of a high status, you know, kind of like the equivalent of maybe having a Mercedes-Benz. You had to have those high-heeled shoes, so that's what they did.
Dang, I did not know that.
Both men and women wore these heels until they ultimately kind of fell out of style for guys, and as always, ladies get what they want. You get to have the heels. To be fair, though, I hear women complain about those half the time. So
you can have them, too. Have either of you all ever worn high heels?
I have not. Well, I mean, one time in my mom's room when
you
I was
did?
Younger.
See,
but
that's what I
they didn't
know.
Feel comfortable. I don't know how you walk. I don't know how you bend over, because I would just fall over.
Porkchop, have you ever tried high heels on?
No, of course not.
Even when you were, like, a little kid, like, walking in your mom's shoes?
No, they're way too hard to walk on.
See, respect. He would have never made it in the medieval armies.
No, never.
No, you would have been cut. You would have had to been, like, the little drummer boy or something. That's your Friday fun fact here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.